T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions, it's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
We are here in body.
Yes.
Whether we're here mentally.
I'm here.
I'm not sure.
I'm here. Yet. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, for me, it's still to be determined if I'm actually up or not.
Yeah, I'm only about 2 sips into this coffee, but it's going down pretty smooth.
Feeling good, though. It's the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here. Nelly's on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Morgan and Bill Ryan, Monday morning. Thank you for coming back. We're just getting started here this morning, just figuring things out. What are we going to do this morning? What are we going to talk about? I am technologically challenged right now.
It's okay. It's early. Instagram isn't the easiest app to work.
We like to put a pick six up on Instagram at the Q Morning Shows, our IG. But Morgan has her 3 pictures. I took 2 video, and I don't know. I can't post them. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, we'll be able to post them. Your back.
We need someone else to do this on Monday mornings. Like, it's too much work for me in the first 10 minutes.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Send it over here.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start sending you my 3 pictures, and you post them, because I'm just, I don't know. I feel like an 80-year-old man trying to post on Instagram. It's like, well, wait a minute. This picture doesn't look right with this video, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, Instagram is tough, though, because they have all the different settings. Like, they have a post, they have a story, they have a reel, and they're all different. So don't beat yourself up, because it is complicated.
I'm just trying to get myself to care, and I don't care that much.
Okay.
That's what it is.
There you go.
All right, so I want to look at your pictures.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
I want to see your video.
Oh, it's nothing. It's just my kids playing baseball.
Oh, well, that's fun.
That's all it is.
My weekend was good. A lot of spring cleaning happened this weekend. Deep clean the apartment.
How do you decide to do that? How do you decide, like, okay, we're getting up this morning, we are going to deep clean this house. It's going to sparkle.
Honestly, it was just because the weather on Saturday was pretty rough. You know, we had those big winds. We had rain in and out. And it was a dump in the house. So I was like, can we please deep clean the apartment? And David was like, yeah. And for the first time since David has been here since January, he actually helped me clean the apartment yesterday, which I'm not shading him. I like to clean.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that the house needs cleaned, I normally do it. But we did it, and it looks great. We also celebrated our 1-year engagement anniversary, and I have to tell you, it was the worst date night that we have ever had.
We're going to hear about that a little bit later on this morning, right?
Yes.
About your horrible first day?
It was horrible.
Okay. Now, how do you, when you get up in the morning, do you announce, you're like, okay, David, I'm going to start cleaning right now, or do you just jump right into it and you expect him to notice what you're doing?
No.
And want to participate?
I was sitting on the couch drinking my coffee, watching him watch golf, which is one of the pictures in the pick six. And our conversation, I said, I think I'm going to deep clean the apartment today.
Okay.
And he's like, okay. And so there we have it.
Yeah. I don't know if I deep cleaned yesterday, but I did a lot. Like, I got up and You know, and it is just the usual chores. It's, you know, change the sheets, put all my clothes away. I folded everybody's clothes in the house. There was a lot of vacuuming.
Right.
Just find clutter and find a place for it.
Right.
That's pretty much my, that was pretty much my day yesterday.
Shove everything underneath the bed or in a closet.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that's not cleaning.
There's never like a clean vertical space in my house. Like there's the dining room table and half of it is just junk.
Yeah.
Clutter. And it's like, let's just get rid of all this. Either throw it away or put it where it's supposed to go.
Yeah. And well, that's cleaning.
Yeah, that's cleaning.
Throw it away.
I don't know if I can call that a deep clean, but that was my Sunday. Didn't even leave the house yesterday.
Just nice.
Making sure the house looks nice. I want to hear about this horrible engagement date. So that is on the way. A Hollywood dirt sheet coming up too. It's the Q Morning Show.
Real life, real Cleveland. Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
From the honesty, promise me I'm never gonna find you
Vegas. No, no, no. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Morgan, it's Bill Ryan, you've got the Q Morning Show. So a year ago at this time, Morgan was basically glowing because it was just days after she got engaged. For David, they made it official, and now it's been a year.
It has been a year, yep. The 24th of March would be our one-year engagement anniversary.
And you went out to celebrate, but how did it go so horribly wrong?
It was so bad. It was the worst date night that we have ever had, ever.
What could have possibly happened?
Okay, so we decided to go out on Saturday because Friday I was still feeling a little bit under the weather. I just wanted to chill and sleep, so that's what we did. And first of all, it was like a mini tornado on Saturday, right? Like, it was insanely crazy outside.
Yeah. No, you're right. It was winds up to at least 60 miles per hour in most areas.
That should have been our first red flag. And we were driving downtown. And, you know, I live in Willoughby because I wanted to make a night out of it. So we're driving downtown and the wind is like crazy. And I'm like, should we go home? And David's like, nah, we've committed now. Like, we might as well just go for it. So our first stop was, I don't know how to say it correctly, but I think it's like Il Rione. Do you know what that is? The pizza place?
Sounds good to me.
Gordon Square. Yeah, well, our friend Austin Love recommended it to us, and it does have rave reviews, like best pizza in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. But we walked in there, and it's smaller than I thought it would be, but like you can smell the wood fire ovens, and I'm just like, oh, this is amazing. So we're waiting in line, and they tell us the wait is an hour and a half. So we're like, okay.
Popular place.
And they didn't take reservations. We checked beforehand. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, we can't wait an hour and a half, so let's go find someplace else. So then we drive around town and we find someplace else and we walk in. And at this point, we're starting to get agitated because we're a little hangry, right? Walk into the next place. Cash only. What restaurant in 2023 is cash only?
There's very few of them, but I guess like the really small mom and pop places,
yes,
still do cash only.
So that was option number three. So then we move on to a third restaurant. And we walk in, and at this point, like, we're attention is high, but we're trying not to let it explode and ruin our night. Walk in, third place, their power is out because of the wind.
Right.
And I was like, what are you, like, we have been to three, and they're not, like, on the same street. We are having to drive around downtown Cleveland to find these different restaurants. So finally, yeah, after the third one, we're going home. So we drove to downtown Cleveland to turn around and drive back. And as we're driving back, David's like, well, what do you want? I was like, McDonald's, you know, like, McDonald's won't fail me.
Just a drive-thru?
Yeah, but we ended up going to Wild Goose in downtown Willoughby because we really wanted pizza, and they had good pizza. And thankfully, I mean, 2 hours later, we were very hungry, but we got our pizza. The food was good. It was quick. And then we got Dairy Queen Blizzard, so all was well. But oh my gosh, we were like, what is happening?
Yeah, I can understand the frustration. You know, you talk about the power outage. You know, I feel so bad because there's people this morning that don't have power.
Still don't have power. It was crazy.
And on Saturday afternoon, the Paula was at work. The boys were over at my grandmother's house. Not my grandmother's, their grandmother's house, my mother's. And I'm at my house And I'm like, oh, I got the house to myself. I'm going to play some Xbox. And so I'm playing this game. I'm playing this Hogwarts game that's on Xbox. Have you heard about this?
No. Not a big Hogwarts girl.
Hogwarts Legacy. I bet David would love this game.
Don't give him any ideas. He's already obsessed
David,
with the golf.
You got to play the Hogwarts game. But anyway, so I'm playing this game, and then the power would go off like every 10 minutes.
Yeah. And you're like, what the
and
heck?
And interrupt my game. Like,
yeah.
And then I got to start over again. But it happened like 5-6 times.
That win was ruining everybody's life this weekend.
Yeah, my sister completely lost power for a while. I just had it like intermittently just go away. But yeah, nothing as bad as still not having power this morning.
Yep.
So it's the Q Morning Show. We are recovering from the weekend.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
The weekend, Ariana Grande, it's Die For You on the Q Morning Show. Good morning, it's Morgan and Bill Ryan. I didn't watch any TV over the weekend.
You didn't?
No.
I watched so much.
I'm trying to finish up You, and then Will and I are watching Outer Banks, and we're about to start season 3, but really didn't watch anything else. What are you in the middle of watching right now?
Are you kidding me? A new season of Love is Blind dropped on Friday. It's already sucked me in. 5 episodes we watched over the weekend, and there's only 5 episodes out, so I binged that hard. There's also a new Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip on Peacock. I binged 3 episodes of that, so lots of TV watching in my household this weekend.
And David's watching these shows with you?
No. Okay. He's playing golf in the other room.
Gotcha.
Although he likes Love is Blind. He's reluctant to admit it, but on Saturday, like when I was cleaning the apartment, I'd have it on in the background and I was folding laundry and I was watching it and he was in the kitchen and he would be like, babe, I can't watch like 3 minutes of that show because I will get sucked in and I don't want to watch a whole other season of Love is Blind with you. And I'm like, okay, I'm not making you. And then 2 seconds later, I see him peeking his head around the corner, like watching the TV, and now he's hooked too.
Morgan and David just finished watching Severance.
Yes.
On Apple TV Plus, which is, it's
thriller?
It's a thriller, I guess you could say. It's very complicated. The plot is very, convoluted.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's over your head. I think it's very good. But David said he had a dream about Severance last night.
Yeah. I mean, we can give like a little synopsis without spoilers, right? Just for some context.
Yeah, I think so.
So in Severance, the whole premise is that these people work at a company that they get severed, right? When they go into work, they can't remember what happens outside of work. And then when they leave work, they can't remember what happens in work.
Yeah.
So David texted me this morning. He said, I was dreaming last night that I was severed. And I was like, what? He's like, but I kept waking up and remembering that my innie, which is what they call it in this show, my innie remembered everything that I did, so I knew I wasn't actually severed.
You're not severed at that point.
I was like, okay.
So it'd be like if I have this job and we do this radio show, but then when I left the radio station, I wouldn't remember anything that happened.
Nothing.
And I would just have my own life, and then it would be tough to do a radio show where I couldn't talk about my life during the day.
Right. It would be borderline impossible.
Yeah. 60% of the content is what happens during our day. Last night, I dreamt that I was on my high school basketball team, and it was the fourth quarter, and I wasn't a good basketball player, and I didn't play a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fourth quarter. We were up by like 21, and the coach wanted to put me in, and I didn't have my uniform on.
What?
I forgot my uniform.
How do you forget your uniform?
I don't know. And I couldn't go into the game because I didn't have my uniform on.
Did you wake up so mad? Like, how could I forget my
uniform?
And then you remember, oh, it's just a dream.
Yeah, but I was in the shower like, God, I can't believe I forgot my uniform last
you
night.
You do get bent out of shape about stuff.
My chance to finally get into a game and I don't have my uniform with me.
It was just
like
a
me.
Dream.
What a way to start off a Monday.
It was just a dream. It's okay.
It's the Q Morning Show. We have a trending report on the way next. Am I the bleep hole coming up after 7-2?
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's great to have you here this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Morgan is here too. 216-474-0104. That is the number to reach us, to text us as well. So I've been with my wife, Paula, for over 20 years now. We've been married for 15, but we've been together for over 20 years.
Which is amazing.
And I think I'm starting to finally figure her out.
After 20 years?
Yeah, especially her passive-aggressive tendencies.
Oh, here we go.
That she will implement. And I brought this up to her as well. I said, okay. I'm on to you. I said, I'm on to you and your passive. Here's what I think. Because I made the Costco trip over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Costco all figured out. I know where everything is in the store.
Nice.
We usually get the same stuff every single week or every 2 weeks whenever I go.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the list in front of me, but I know exactly where to go. So I'm in the store and I can zip around with the cart. And I can find everything and I'm 20 minutes and I'm checking out. But then Paula, and I think she does this when she gets annoyed at me for something.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'll put something on the list that she knows that either is not there or I can't find.
How would she know that it's not there?
Because I think she knows.
Like, how would she know that?
Well, she'll put like crushed tomatoes on
okay.
the list.
Yeah.
And I'll be in the tomato aisle or whatever it is. And I see diced tomatoes. I see peeled tomatoes.
Yeah.
No crushed tomatoes. But then this past weekend, she puts scrubbing bubbles on the list.
Scrubbing bubbles.
Now that sounds made up.
Is this a specific brand?
It is. I've realized that it is.
Okay.
But at the time, I'm in the cleaning aisle. I'm going up and down the cleaning aisle.
Yeah.
No scrubbing bubbles. There's everything. There's nothing. It sounds like a made up thing to me.
No, don't
scrubbing
you just
bubbles.
Google it? I mean, anytime that I don't know what that is, like I just Googled it and I see it's a green can. It's got little scrubbing bubbles on it. So that has to make it a bit easier to find.
My phone never works in Costco.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think I can connect to the Wi-Fi.
It's like
in
a
there,
portal into the dark hole, a
yeah.
dark abyss.
And once I'm in there, I'm on my own.
Right.
Like there's no one that's going to help me. And it's scrubbing bubbles. It sounds made up. Like it sounds like just two words that you put together, like cocaine bear.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I disagree with you.
Well, it does exist.
Yeah, my mind automatically just goes to it's a specific brand.
It does exist. It wasn't in the cleaning aisle. The scrubbing bubbles weren't in
what?
The cleaning. It was across from the cheese.
Why would it be across from the cheese?
Because it's Costco.
That's why I don't go to Costco.
Yeah.
No Costco slander. I just don't have a membership.
Yeah, it's like Thunderdome in there.
Yeah.
For real. Okay, am I the bleep hole? We're going to get to that this morning. It's going to be Kathleen from Bay Village today. She has a very upset daughter living in the house this week. It's because of something that Kathleen did. We will get to it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Waking you up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Feel good in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Thanks for coming back on a Monday morning. It's Morgan. It's Bill Ryan. And we're doing Am I the Bleep Hole right now. Let's bring in Kathleen in Bay Village. So, Kathleen, I'm guessing that you did something, you said something, and now someone is mad at you. Tell us why you think that you're the bleep hole today.
Well, my daughter and my husband most definitely think I'm the bleep hole. But you know what? I wanted to see what you guys thought because I don't think I am.
Okay.
What happened?
My daughter is 20. She goes to Kent State, and this week she's on spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had originally told her that she could go to spring break with some of her friends, but then I thought about it and I changed my mind, and I couldn't do it. I didn't let her go.
Okay, so this week is spring break week, at least for Kent. Where did she want to go?
She and her friends, she and her girlfriends were supposed to go to Cancun. And I just thought with, you know, all the stuff and all the craziness going on and everything in the news, no, I didn't feel comfortable about letting my 20-year-old daughter go with her friends to a group of kids to Cancun. They never been there before.
Yeah,
so,
there's been some heavy stuff going on in Mexico the past couple of weeks, although Cancun might have been okay, because it's a resort town.
And she's on spring break right now. She was supposed to go to this trip with her friends, but now she's sitting at home.
You know what? I mean, sorry, not sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in mother mode now. She's mad at me. She's crying hysterically. She hates my guts. She'll be over it. She'll be all right. She's my daughter. She's like, how could you? How could you treat me like such a child? Because you are my child. Everyone else is still going. Everyone else is not my child. Mm. You are my child.
So everyone else still went on the trip. She's the only one that had to stay back.
Yes, but she's my daughter. I like her friends, but I love my daughter. I'm in protective mode. I just don't feel right. It's that mother instinct. You just don't feel right. I don't feel it.
And you said that your husband doesn't have your back on this?
No, he doesn't. He thinks I'm a bleep hole, too. But, you know, he was the one who convinced me to let her go to begin with. And I'm paying for the trip. I mean, you know, we're paying for the trip. I'm paying for the trip because it's coming. Because it's coming off of my, okay, I'm paying for the trip. It was going to be my present to her, but then I thought about it. I always had a problem with it. She's just 20. She doesn't need to go to Mexico on spring break with her friends.
So instead, she's going to be pouting around your house for this week.
She will be all right.
So
she can do.
I want to know why your husband is on your daughter's side. Like, does he have personal experience? Did either of you guys go on spring break when you were her age?
I didn't, but he did.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know, he's like, what's the big deal? It's fine. And I'm in a totally different situation with men and women. It's different. I mean, I remember being in college. I remember being in my 20s. I remember all of that, but it's just different, especially now. And at the end of the day, No, it's too much in the news. It's not,
yeah.
20, it's not 20 years yesterday. It was not 20 years today. I just couldn't in good conscience let her go.
Okay, 216-474-0104. That is the number to call us or to text us. I think I'm kind of torn on this, Morgan.
You know what, the only caveat I have with this, Kathleen, is that you told her she could go. And she had been planning the whole entire time that she was going to go. And then at the last minute, you pull the rug out from underneath her. I feel like I would be just as upset if I were her.
I know it sounds like that, and it maybe kind of is like that, but reminding you, I feel a little coerced into doing it. I didn't really want to do it to begin with.
Good point.
I felt some kind of way about it, and my husband was like, oh, it's okay. And you know how you sit and ruminate on things, and like, no, I didn't feel right about this to start with, so I'm going to, no. It's a no. I'm in my Simon Cowell mode. It's a no.
You know what? Also, the key here for me, Morgan, is who paid for this trip? I think that is the key detail. So let's get into it all right now. 216-474-0104. Is Kathleen the bleep hole for not allowing her 20-year-old daughter to go on spring break in Cancun this week? Your calls next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. You know, we have bonus bleep hole for you today. On Friday, right after the show was over, on Friday, Morgan and I recorded a bonus podcast that's called Are Morgan and I the Bleep Holes? Because of something that happened behind the scenes here at work. And we go in depth, we lay the whole thing out, and you can listen to that and decide, because it's possible that Morgan and I are the Bleep Holes around work right now. So that is on our podcast page, which is the Q Morning Show on demand. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. We've got a bleep hole in progress right now. It's Kathleen in Bay Village, who it's very uncomfortable around her house right now. There's a lot of tension because she told her 20-year-old daughter that she could go on spring break this week.
But then changed her mind. And so now all the friends have gone on spring break and Kathleen's daughter is sitting at home alone, wishing she was on spring break with her friends.
She's supposed to be in Cancun, Mexico this week, but Kathleen at the last second said, I'm just not comfortable with you going to Cancun or to Mexico right now with all the things that have been going on. So let's, Alexis, can you make sure your radio's down just for a second? Alexis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Kathleen, is she the bleep hole? What are your thoughts?
She is definitely not the bleep hole. So I was supposed to go to Cancun in April. I've been kind of scared with everything going on. And then the final straw for me was when my manager told me that her daughter went to spring break. She goes to Ohio State. She went on spring break there like 2 weekends ago, and her friend was murdered there like 2 weekends ago. Yes.
Oh, my God!
Was this in the news?
I don't know exactly. She's the one that told me. I don't watch the news. So I know that she was murdered there a couple weekends ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that.
Me neither.
And she was an Ohio State student?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
At all. But yeah, I mean, you hear stories like that.
Yeah, you do.
You hear the story about the six people from North Carolina who drove down there to get cosmetic surgery, and they get kidnapped by the cartel, and two of them die. You hear stories like that, and it freaks you out. I can certainly understand why Kathleen felt that way. Let's go to Mia in Medina. Mia, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Kathleen? Is she the bleep hole for not allowing her daughter to go on spring break to Mexico?
Honestly, I don't think she is. In my opinion, I am only 26 years old. My mother used to be the same way. And to this day, I understand where her daughter would be very upset to be left out. But to this day, I'm still grateful that my mom made those decisions for me, because like Kathleen said, it is very different nowadays. It is very, very different. Everything is very different. And you never know, especially just a group of 20-year-old girls, you know, they don't know any better in a different country, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that definitely would make me uncomfortable, too. And as a mother of a young daughter, I would say no as well.
Thank you, Mia. Appreciate you
Thanks,
calling
Mia.
Q104 this morning. Is it overwhelming? I'm just checking the text here.
It's
216-474-0104.
It's overwhelming. And, you know, I do agree with Kathleen as well. I don't think she's the bleep hole. The only thing, though, is that I have been in Kathleen's daughter's position before, where all of my friends are going to spring break and I'm the only one that's not allowed to go because I had very protective parents. In the moment, I was upset about it and cried and grumpy and stomped around. But as I've gotten older, like Mia said, I actually appreciate that I wasn't allowed to do those things. You know, and if I had a daughter, I probably wouldn't let her go either. So I think Kathleen just has to give her daughter some time. And someday she will look back on this and say, my mom was just looking out for me.
I think the safety issue is one thing. But then the other thing I was looking at was, who's paying for this trip?
Right.
Kathleen
right.
is paying for this trip. Now, what do you do if you're Kathleen's daughter and you're 20 years old, you're an adult, your friends are going down to spring break? What if her daughter was paying for the entire trip? Kathleen can't stop her, right?
Right. She'll probably be going.
Yeah. So to me, that's the key to the whole thing. Who's paying for this trip? Because ultimately, that person is going to get the final say.
Well, there you go, Kathleen. Not the bleep hole, according to the people of Cleveland.
There you go. Hopefully that makes you feel better this morning. And good luck with that pouting daughter all week long at your house.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for coming back for Battle of the Burbs. We have our contestants here. Morgan is your host, so let's go.
Westlake Men are in two West Park contestants today. And if West Park wins today, they will become the number one city in Battle of the Burbs. But first things first, caller 14 is Brittany. Brittany is in Westlake this morning. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready to play Battle of the Burbs?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Which Q104 artist has extended her Las Vegas residency? Not a great start. Let's go to Taylor in Menard. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
The city of Menard has 17 wins, going for win 18. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Question number one. Which Q104 artist has extended her Las Vegas residency?
Adele.
Adele is correct. Question number two. What is the smallest state in the U.S.?
Maine?
It's not Maine. Let's go to Antonio in West Park. Antonio, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
And you have a phone a friend with you?
Yeah, my daughter Trinity. We're on our way to school.
Oh, I love that. How old is Trinity?
How old are you, Trent?
Seven.
Have they started geography at seven? Probably not, right?
No, I don't think so.
Well, best of luck to you. Four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. You guys ready?
We're ready to do this.
Question one. Which Q104 artist has extended her Las Vegas residency?
Adele.
What is the smallest state in the U.S.?
Rhode Island.
That's correct. Question number three. Which former One Directioner was spotted dining with Selena Gomez this weekend?
Oh, gosh. One Direction. Do you know anyone? We don't know One Direction.
Oh, sorry, you guys. Better luck next time. Let's go to Cindy in West Park. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
Three out of the four questions out there. You ready to play?
Yes.
Which Q104 artist has extended her Las Vegas residency?
Adele.
What is the smallest state in the U.S.?
Rhode Island.
Which former One Directioner was spotted dining with Selena Gomez this weekend?
Zane.
For the win, Cindy in West Park, but this one's tough. The last time the Cavs were in the playoffs without LeBron James was in what year?
2000.
Oh, sorry, Cindy. That's not right. We got to go round two. But the good news, all four questions are out there. So call us up. 216-474-0104. Text the word battle to.
Ready for another round. Battle of the Burbs continues on Q104.
We are going to have some Matchbox 20 tickets coming up after 8 this morning. Matchbox 20 coming to Blossom in June. But we're trying to wrap up Battle of the Burbs right now. We have our contestants here. Let's go round two.
Amanda and Lakewood is next up. Lakewood has 29 wins, and all four questions are out there. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How confident are we feeling? Scale of 1 to 10.
10.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Here we go. Question number one. Which Q104 artist has extended her Las Vegas residency?
Adele.
What is the smallest state in the U.S.?
Rhode Island.
Which former One Directioner was spotted dining with Selena Gomez this weekend?
Zayn Malik.
For the win, Amanda in Lakewood. The last time the Cavs were in the playoffs without LeBron James was in what year?
1998.
1998 is right, Amanda. Woo! Let me see. Yes, 29 wins, so you made it an even 30 for your city of Lakewood. That's got to feel awesome. Good on a Monday morning.
It does. This is my fourth win, too. So.
I love that. Amanda, thank you for playing along. Thanks for listening. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. Have you been paying attention at all, Morgan, to this Gwyneth Paltrow trial?
You know, I've seen some of the videos pop up on my TikTok For You page or Instagram Reels, but not from the beginning. Something about a ski accident?
Yeah, I tried to catch up with it a little bit over the weekend just to see what's going on. So, yes, it was a ski accident back in Park City, Utah, back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a he said, she said kind of a trial right now because Terry Sanderson is the guy that is suing Gwyneth Paltrow. And he says that she ran into her. And Gwyneth is saying the exact opposite, saying that he ran into him. And he's an older gentleman. He's in his 70s. He's claiming all these injuries, and he says that he sustained a brain injury. a few years ago, he tried to sue her for like $3 million.
For the same thing?
Now, yes.
Okay.
And now he's got it down to about $300,000. That's all he's suing Gwyneth Paltrow for.
Just give it to him at that point, Gwyneth.
Well, she's not. She's not backing down from this. And she, it's gone to trial. And she is, she took the stand last week. Here is some audio. This is some of the audio that I wanted to pull for you. So this is Gwyneth Paltrow on the stand. This is the lawyer for this Terry Sanderson, basically cross-examining Gwyneth. But some of the questions, I can't tell if this lawyer is starstruck by Gwyneth Paltrow or if she's trying to loosen Gwyneth up so she's, you know, gives answers more freely or mm-hmm. something. But here, listen to some of their interaction.
You were wearing goggles, a helmet.
Yes.
Okay, kind of looked like everybody else on the slope.
That's always my intention.
Okay. Probably had a better ski outfit, though, I bet.
I still have the same one.
May I ask how tall you are?
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay. I am so jealous.
I think I'm shrinking, though.
You and me both. I have to wear 4-inch heels just to make it to 5'5".
Wow,
so.
They're very nice.
See what I'm talking about?
What the heck? Yeah.
Like, this is in a court of law right now. But like, yeah, Gwyneth is not backing down. You would think that she would just settle. It would be easier. But she's not. She is countersuing this guy for $1 million.
Wow.
So she's suing her for $300,000. She's countersuing him for $1 million in attorney's fees. So.
Well, obviously, I don't know what's going on, but like, if you're a celebrity, I'm sure if she's innocent, she's probably thinking, this guy thinks that he can just shut me up mm-hmm. because I'm a celebrity and I have $300,000 to give to him, but she doesn't want to do it.
And this week, Gwyneth's husband and her children are both taking the stand to testify. So, yeah, that's coming up this week. Here's what we've got coming up. So, you know, on your phone, you look at your phone, you've got your apps, you're looking at your home screen. You know you got your little email icon there?
Yes.
Right now on your phone, how many emails do you have unread?
Do you want me to tell you right now?
No, let's hold on to this because I want to find out who has the most right now because I think my mom might have everyone beat. I'm not sure. We'll get into that coming up.
Get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I love listening to you in the morning. You're my number one go-to.
Real life.
Real Cleveland.
Q104.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Don't come back to me.
The Weekend. Metro Boomin. It's the Q Morning Show. And I'm Bill Ryan along with Morgan. I got something wrong when I was talking about the Gwyneth Paltrow trial a few minutes ago. I had said that Gwyneth Paltrow was countersuing the guy that was suing her for $300,000 for damages in a ski accident back in 2016 in Utah. Gwyneth is countersuing him, but not for $1 million. It's only for $1. I don't know.
Quite a big difference.
I don't know how I read that.
Yeah, how do you get that mixed up?
I just read that wrong, I guess, when I was skimming through it. But
$1 million.
Yeah, only $1.
$1.
I mean, if someone was if Gwyneth Paltrow was suing me for $1 million, I would probably just drop it.
Right.
At that point, unless I really, really was confident that I was going to win.
Right.
But even if she won, I'm like, all right, well, I don't have $1 million. You're out of luck.
Yep.
So the other night, I was helping my mom. She was having an issue with her iPhone. Her Gmail was not syncing with her phone. And so she asked me to take a look at it, and I was not helpful at all, but I at least gave it a good effort. And I'm in there trying to figure it out. The one thing that was driving me crazy the entire time, on her email app, the icon, it said 4,229 unopened emails.
I don't understand it.
And that was just staring me in the face, and I'm like, oh.
I can't. I physically cannot. And, you know, we talked about it briefly, you know, 10 minutes ago, and David sent me a picture of his mail app, and it has 2,864 unopened emails. And I'm like, I can't have any. Like, if my inbox has more than 50 emails in it, I'm a mess. Like, I'm going through, I'm deleting everything. Right now, I only have 2 unopened emails.
Yeah, I have none. As you can look at my phone right here. The one thing that I'm really not good at doing is updating updates in the app store.
Yeah.
That'll go up to like 70 before I start to update any of my apps.
But
I don't know why I do that.
If there's any notification, like I can't mm-hmm. have it. I can't have the red bubble.
So what kind of emails does David have that he's not reading? Is it spam? Is it junk? Is it?
I have no idea. I'm too afraid to ask. He's probably subscribed to all these golfers' newsletters that he doesn't actually open.
Yeah, it can't be anything important, like work emails. It can't be anything like that. It's got to be junk stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You would think.
216-474-0104. Want to know if anybody can beat 4,229 right now. Because that's what my mom has on her phone. And it'd be fun if someone would send us a screenshot of their phone right now.
Yeah,
of their
how many unopened emails they have.
Yeah, we want to see that right now. 216-474-0104. How many unopened emails do you have right now on your home screen? It's the Q Morning Show. It's about damn time. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Morgan, we're talking about how many unopened emails do you have right now showing on your home screen on your phone. My mom had over 4,000. 4,229. My mom just texted me. She says, actually, I'm now up to 5,104.
Yeah, we got a text out of the 216 that said 4,000 is child's play.
Now, why even have an email account at this point? It's just collecting emails. If you're not reading them, what is the point of actually having it?
Right.
Let's go to Barbara right now in Middleburg. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning.
How many unopened emails do you see there on your phone?
I have 14,528 unread emails.
14,000.
What kind of emails are they? Just spam?
Yeah, it's mostly just spam that I just don't have time to open.
And that doesn't drive you insane?
It used to, and then after like so many unread emails, it just doesn't bother me now.
It is what it is.
You know what I would do? I would just start over. Yeah. I would delete the entire account and start over.
I actually have like 5 emails, so it's like I think I'm beyond that.
You have 5 different emails?
Yes.
You know, that I don't know. Is that weird
too? It's too much to keep track of.
I have 3 different emails. I have one that was it's my old personal that and then I have a new personal and then I have my work account. So I've got 3.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I've read every single email. There's no spam in there. What do we have? You want to get to text first?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of texts coming in. And Stevie's here with us now, producer Stevie, who I think she holds the record. We'll get into it. But you're pretty confident?
I might be. I don't know. It used to be worse, so.
14,000 is what we have to beat right now.
Okay, so here are some that came in. Kathy and Spencer said 11,000 unread emails. Jay from Akron says, at the beginning of the year, I had over 20,000, but cleaned them out and is now at 1,200. So, Stevie, what is your record for most unopened emails?
Currently 18,514. It was 13 this morning, so.
You got 5,000 emails today?
No, I got one extra one. It was 8,513 earlier.
Oh.
So they're just coming in as the day goes.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
That's actually good because I had like 33,000.
What? Mm-hmm.
And I just started clearing it out and then I stopped and I just fell really behind. It's just a never-ending cycle. I need like a spam email and then because I want to delete it all, but there's stuff in there that's important and it's just so hard to find the important stuff.
So what you do essentially is you don't open the unimportant emails.
Yeah, so okay. Like marketing and stuff like that, I just don't open.
Okay, there's the difference, I think, Bill, because I see a dumb email, I open and delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie,
I wish I was like you.
You see a dumb email, you leave it.
I ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah. So anything that's opened is important.
I will also click on the email and unsubscribe from it so I don't see it again.
I did that. And then you go on the internet and then you're automatically signed up for 5 new ones.
Oh my gosh. The texts are still flying in. Julie just texted and says, I have the record over 97,000 emails. What is wrong with you people?
Wait, someone says they have 110,000.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be me one day.
All right, we need to get a photo of that.
We need all these screenshots to our Instagram at the Q Morning Show so we can really see who holds the record.
Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, at the Q Morning Show, just send us a DM of your home screen.
Wow.
Stevie, you are an email hoarder. That's what you are. You're an email hoarder.
Oh, gosh.
You got to clean that mess up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.